on her butt. You can see it. That suit's low cut. Oh, dirtbag beach, I wanna go. Dirtbag beach, I wanna go. Guy is drowning, he can't swim, or he's too messed on Oxycontin. Oh, dirtbag beach, I wanna go. Dirtbag beach, I want to go. Got my high tops, got my cutoffs. Dirtbag beach, I want to go.
Would you wait here by my side till the morning turns to night? Until I'm sleeping, until I'm quiet. If this is the way it's supposed to be, then an answer or sign we'll see. There will come a light.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show, and stick around because we have a special guest. Drowning, he says, see that light on the distance.
washing knees. And she said, I'll make her heart go beat. I wanna shake her sheets and make her scream. She's my sweet baby rock and roll. Heartache is all she'll get from me. And heartbreak I can't bear to see.
Here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Like I said, we have special guests today. Connor is here from Good Grief.
Hello.
One of his bands. Hey, Connor, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Cool. We have Mark here also. He's organizing the Kush Cup happening on June 28th to the 30th. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And in the back, there's David Morin. He's going to be performing a couple of songs, and he has a show as well.
Hey,
so.
Yo, what's up? Thanks for having me, Oswald.
Yeah, no problem. So we're going to talk about Kush. We're going to talk about shows. We're going to have some live music. So it's an amazing show tonight. Today, I'm here at CITR 101.9 FM. And we started the show with Los Furious with a couple of songs, Black Waters, their latest single, and Steady As You Go. So Los Furious last night at the jazz festival at Pat's Pub. It was really, really fun. Yeah. Awesome band, Los Furious. And then we listened to MG Graveyard with the song Late Night Rendezvous. We're listening there on the back also, MG Graveyard. They're going to have a show this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with the Satellite Surfers and the Banging Lucy Band. So it's going to be a blues festival there at the BX. The address is 1143 Kingsway. So, yeah, it's going to be an amazing show. So before we start with the interviews, we're going to listen to another song here for this show that is happening this Friday. Listen to the Satellite Surfers. This is a kind of new band for our friend Gar Bieder. Let's listen to this song. It's called The Long Way Around, and we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled. would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displaced Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
So we're back here. So those were the Satellite Surfers playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with MG Graveyards. And so let's start with Connor. You have a show, no, with your band.
You got it, yeah.
Your band, Good Grief. You have a new CD called Bleary.
Yeah, Bleary. That's our new 6-song EP. And we're doing a release party on Thursday at the Media Club with our friends The Lunar Riot and another band called Wild Kind. Should be really fun.
Yeah, Lunar Riot is a cool band, yeah, for sure. So you also are in another band, no? The Rampant Lion? So
I'm in another band. We've played the Britex for you as well, the Rampant Lion, we're called, yeah.
Yeah, cool. What's the difference between the bands?
In this band, Good Grief, the show on Thursday, I sing and write all the songs.
Okay.
And I play guitar. And in the Rampant Lion, I play bass, and we all co-write. So it's a little bit different, and a bit of a different sound, too.
Okay, so this is more like your project.
Then. You got it, yeah.
Is it a new project or?
No, we've been around for about 3 years.
Okay. Cool. And now it's the first CD, no?
We did one in 2010. We never officially released it. It was available at shows and through us, but we never released it. This new one, Bleary, is going to be available on iTunes as well as CD Baby and, of course, CDs through local shops.
Cool. Yeah. So this Thursday. The Media Club.
You got it.
With Luna Riot.
For the great price of $8.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that CD looks very nice, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, we designed it all ourselves, and it's all in-house production as well. The bass player in my band, Chris, he produced and engineered the whole thing and mixed it as well.
Okay. At Armory Studios.
Yeah, we did it at the Armory.
Sandbag Studios.
Yeah, Sandbag's studios in Burnaby. It's now defunct, but we did all the tracking there.
Cool. Yeah, new music here on CITR. So you want to listen to a song? Should we play number one or what?
Yeah, this is New Formalities.
Okay, let me see where did I put the CD? Maybe some CD 2. Yeah. Okay, so that's track number one. Is that the single or what?
You got it, yep.
Cool, okay. So you're listening to 101.9 FM and we'll be right back after this song from Good Grief.
We'll be right back. rubberneck and stare. Chalk it up to promise. To lead away our shame, shame, shame. Self-obsessive vampires. Empty in our brains. A mallet hits your name.
Yeah.
So that's Good Grief. Couple of songs there for you playing this Thursday at Media Club. New Formalities and Broken Telephone. So yeah, good luck with the show. I think it's gonna be really cool.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Any other future plans?
Well, we're going to be doing some more gigs this summer with Good Grief and the Rampant Lion as well, is going over to the island to do a little tour at the end of July with Lunar Riot, so that should be really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on that, and maybe we'll have the Rampant Lion boys come down and chat you up for that.
Yeah, for right. Sure. For sure, man. Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, thanks again.
And so that's Connor, and we're here with Mark, and he's organizing the Kush Cup, the second annual Kush Cup, which is also the Vancouver Health Expo at the P&E. So how was the first one, or how did you
the
get
first
the
one
idea?
Was awesome. This year we decided to do a health expo with it, with some marijuana content in our booths, and offer more of a public show for people to come get educated about their health and also be exposed to marijuana content. And we combined it with the Kush Cup this year, so it's more of like a festival, and we have a bunch of different venues that are participating with evening shows, three nights of concerts. And you tie it all together with a big marijuana competition and limo buses and boat cruises, and we call it a weekend. And Cannabis Day on Monday. So, it's just a big kick-ass weekend. There's lots of ways for people to participate. The expo itself is only $10, and if you're a student at UBC or faculty, it's 50% off. So $5 to come in. You just got to show your student card.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the Human Kinetics Department graduate, Jazz DeHalls, will be presenting.
Okay.
And, so it's just a big, huge venue. We've got live glass blowing for all you glass blowing lovers out there by Redbeard, actually inside at the P&E. So, it'll be fun. We've got deprivation tanks and cryochem and all different presenters. We also have Ted Smith from Hempology 101, who's actually been involved here in UBC. And also John Conroy. We've got a bunch of different doctors. We've got a heart specialist, Dr. David Allen, 30-year heart surgeon, who's also going to be presenting. Dr. Rab, Dr. Courtney, and a whole bunch of other people you can check out on VancouverHealthExpo.com if you want to see all the presenters and all the different booths.
Okay, so it starts Friday, June 28th, and all these presenters, everything's going to be at the P&E?
Yeah, so the idea is we have this expo during the day, and then for all the Kush Cup participants, we have three awesome kick-ass concerts every night. So on Friday, we got Daniel Wesley with Mike Dundas and Among the Betrayed, mm-hmm. and on Saturday, we got our comedy night, and we got Charlie Murphy from the Chappelle Show and mm-hmm. Randy Lee from the Trailer Park Boys. And then on the Sunday, we got the boat cruise, which is hosted by Be Real. And then in the evening, he's putting on a concert. We got the Juno Award winners, the Rascals, performing with them, and also some other acts. All three of those evenings, those are our headliners. So if you check it out on Club Zone, you can get individual day tickets if you just want to go, say, check out the concert. Mm-hmm. The last two concerts at the Center for Performing Arts. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. And we just want people to come participate so that we can have a big weed festival and also have some fun this weekend. And then also we got Monday, we got the big, huge rally at the Art Gallery. I'm sure everyone's familiar with that. So it's going to be an awesome time. I'll be launching t-shirts out with joints in it everyone to participate. So, you know, with the Harper government in place, it's time for us to start sticking up for our rights. There's been zero deaths from cannabis ever. Man's been using mm-hmm. it for thousands of years. There's doctors, there's everyone that's around that's saying that it's okay, except for the government. So I think it's time that people really start participating and realizing that they're making it actually more illegal. They want to put people in jail for six plants now. They're trying to take away the right for people to grow their own medicine that are prescribed by their doctor and have it mailed to them. So you know what, it's time for people to actually start participating, even if they're not smokers. It's a human rights issue. People are being discriminated on their access to medicine, and that's what we're here to exercise this whole weekend. So it's going to be an awesome long weekend. So come on down to the Art Gallery or the Health Expo or the Kush Cup. You can check it out on kush.ca if you want to see more of my videos also.
Cool. Yeah, so the Kush Cup is happening at the P&E, June 28th to the 30th. But the concerts are at the Chapel Arts, no? On Friday?
Friday's the Chapel Arts, so that's the Daniel Wesley concert. It's a nice mm-hmm. two-level, intimate, artsy kind of place. It's awesome to have such an awesome artist be performing there. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's Chapel for Performing Arts, and those are the two concerts.
Is the same address? 307 Don Levy Avenue, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Cool.
And we got limo buses going around through everything. So really, just go on Club Zone. You can get an individual ticket. It's not expensive. Or just come down to the expo. It's only $10. And like I said, if they're UBC students or staff, the Human Resource Department contact us and want to support one of the presenters who's graduated, of course. So everyone gets 50% off. So that's super awesome for everyone that goes to school here.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we'll continue to talk with Mark with a little bit of the history and all that. But we also have David Morin here that has his guitar and everything. And you have a show coming too, no?
Yeah, man. Maybe I can grab this guy. I got a couple of shows coming up. Got a show coming up on Friday. And that's going to be, June 28th. It's going to be at a secret location in Shaughnessy, some crazy mansion. It's going to be a fashion show, an art show. It's a fundraiser for cancer. There's like going to be limo and taste lounge. You can get tickets online. Do a search for Midsummer Night's Dream. And I'm doing a show at the Cosmic Zoo on Saturday. And that's going to be with this girl named Chaplin. She's got a killer voice, man. And then we got Valentina. And if you want to shake your ass, man, there's going to be a lot of dancing there.
Yeah. When is that?
That's this Saturday at Cosmic Zoo.
Okay, Saturday?
Yeah. Tickets are at the door for that, so that'd be great if you guys come and check that out.
Cool. Yeah. So we kind of did an experiment here with your gear. So let's see if it works. No, let's play a song.
Let's do it. Test 1, 2, 2, 2.
What are we gonna listen to?
This is a song called Life Goes On that I've been working on, and I'm just going to do like a loop pedal rendition of it. So,
okay.
See how it goes here. Success could be next to nothing left of ever coming true. See, you're trying to put your name in the game, they put it out in your way. You know, you see it's the pain coming down on you, telling me I'm doing it wrong. I can't believe it alone, cause it feels like they dropping a bomb on you. I know that they're always waiting, I said waiting, I said to bring me down. No, you can't bring me down, yeah. And when you try to break me, you can't bring me down. No, you can't bring me down, come on. Maybe put your hands up and you can stand up on sick of reaching with that negative shit. And shift it, throw it to the wind and pick up your pen and your ring. Find a positive light, then lift it higher than the moon at night. And y'all listening, I'm on a path of my own. If my math ain't right, then it's wrong, but my life goes on. Ooh, I said my life goes on. Yeah. I said my life goes on. Yeah. Set my life on song. Oh yeah. Oh, set my life goes on. Oh, set my life on song. Yeah.
Oh, send my life goes. Oh, so my life goes on. Yeah. Well, I know I might, yeah, not have a plan, but I know what I ain't, and I know what I am. And if you give it time, yeah, just to let the beat bite. Well, if the beat bite, I know that we'll be fine, yeah. But they keep getting in the way. Oh, see, you're trying to put your name in the game, yeah, to put it out of your way. Telling me I'm doing it wrong. Why can't they leave it alone? Cause it feels like they're dropping a bomb. Yeah, I know that they're always waiting, waiting. I said to bring me down. No, you can't bring me down. Yeah, and when you try to break me, break me, you can't bring me down. No, you can't bring me down. Come on. Then it's wrong, but my life goes on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my life goes on. Oh, oh. Yes, and my life goes on. So my life goes on. Oh, oh. Yes, and my life goes on. Oh, oh. So my life goes on.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that was really cool. So you generally play by yourself and with your loops?
Yeah,
and
usually
stuff?
I do gigs with the band and then I do some stuff, a lot of solo stuff. Yeah, just like I do a lot of busking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was great, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So your next show is this Saturday then at the Cosmic Zoo, no?
This Saturday at the Cosmic Zoo, and then I got this other thing that is going to be a fundraiser on the 28th at 7 o'clock for it's like a fashion show, live art installation. So it'll be pretty cool, man.
Cool. So we're talking about marijuana here on the show today. Because the Kush Cup is happening from June 28th to June 30th. So this weekend also, there's going to be a myriad of activities happening there. So how did you get the idea of starting a...
Well, Mark Emery and Michelle Rainey, who's since passed away, they used to do the Toker's Bowl. And I make online videos. So when I seen that it hadn't gone on for a couple of years, I felt there was a need. I also go to all the festivals around the world. I've been to Prague and Spanibus and Amsterdam and all the big shows. So I figured that there's a huge need after going to the Toronto one a couple times. I was like, Vancouver is a big pot community. And a lot of people come here to smoke our fine herb and experience our great city. So I figured that it needs to be done. And kind of haphazardly put it on last year with 3 months to go and of planning, and it was a great success. And I was surprised about how many people were willing to jump on board and help support it. Because it takes a lot of money to do this sort of thing, and ticket sales alone wouldn't do it to get these big acts and get these awesome venues. So yeah, I owe it to a lot of my sponsors and a lot of people that are just coming together to put it on. And that's how I got the idea. It had already been done, and we didn't have it going on here. So the void had to be filled, and no one was doing it. I left it a couple years, actually, where I voiced that I wanted to do it and didn't have the means, and now I've been able to organize it. It's got a life of its own now.
Yeah, yeah. Where was it last year?
We did the Chapel Arts Hall, the Wise Hall, and then we had like a warehouse that we had as our headquarters.
Uh-huh.
So this year we went with Chapel Arts. We'll be open the whole weekend. And then also at Peony, we have a medical marijuana smoking tent that's air-conditioned on the grounds.
Oh, yeah?
So that we've been allowed to have. Since in Canada, we have a federal program. It's different than anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are prescribed it can federally use and grow cannabis at this moment until March, when the federal government's trying to change the new regulations to that they have to purchase off a government-sanctioned private grower. So there's a lot of people that are against
it. Yeah, that's like the quality is not going to be the same, I guess.
Exactly. And they forget that people don't have money to purchase it and need to be able to grow it themselves or have someone grow it for them. So they're not really filling that void either. And it's our right to grow cannabis. It's a natural plant. It shouldn't be regulated. There's been zero deaths. I think if it's legal to sell Coca-Cola to children, then marijuana should definitely be given its chance. So until there's victims, I don't see why there's a law against it. I think that's the main thing here, is that there's no lineup of body bags, and that's the key here. If there's no victim, there's no crime. A lot of people can, you know, if they want to get involved other than this in the marijuana movement, Sensible BC that Dana Larson's doing is also a great way to help support the decriminalization bill they're trying to introduce, and we need signatures and people to join up. So you can go Google Sensible BC and join up on their website, and it's a great way to participate. And come down to Canada Day. That's free. The expo's only $10, and Kush Cup, if you want to be a baller and spend $250 and have a wicked weekend, it's more than worth it. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 20 different strains. It's sponsored by Sublimator, so there'll be extract competition going on where all the entrants will be trying to get all the judges to judge for them. So it's an epic time. Urban Grower is going to be there. We also got Dave Warren from the Weed Report. He's super huge in California, has awesome YouTube videos. He will be hosting the whole 3 days. It's going to be an amazing event, and we really want people to come enjoy it and give us a reason to do it again next year.
Yeah. So how does the Kush Cup works? Like, you have specific judges, and the people
so
bring their strains?
Yeah, so basically it's open to anyone with a doctor's diagnosis. There's an ongoing case by Matt Myrna, who's also written a book that'll be coming to the Health Expo. It's a strain guide review book. But anyways, he has a case ongoing right now with the federal government that he wasn't able to find a doctor to prescribe him marijuana under the federal program. And the Supreme Court ruled that it's not accessible. So doctors are basically not wanting to prescribe it because they're not experts in marijuana. And the reason is it's a natural substance. You don't go to the doctor and get a bag of green anything. It's all pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. So for them and the BC College of Physicians, it doesn't even make sense for them to be told by the federal government to prescribe something that there's no hard data on. So that's one of the reasons. It's an education defunct that's happening, that these doctors aren't getting proper studies on prescription amounts and that sort of thing. So they don't know everything, right? So anyways, basically it's based on diagnosis. To become a member at a compassion club in Vancouver, it's on doctor's diagnosis. So anyone can become a judge. You can go to your doctor on a simple prescription pad, put down your diagnosis, and with picture ID, you can become a judge. So
okay.
And that's the same with becoming a member at the dispensaries also. A lot of the dispensaries, such as iMedicate.ca, the one I'm involved with on Fraser Street, I'm the president of it. It's a non-profit society. We serve based on diagnosis. So you can come see our natural path, or you can bring your own doctor's diagnosis, as long as it's stamped. That BC College of Physicians doctor's number. If you're out of town, we also take state papers, if they have their state papers. And we want everyone to come participate. We feel it's a right for everyone. It's a formality. Everyone has, even if you smoke pot for enjoyment, that's anxiety. If you just want to relax, you know, always tell people you do have a medical excuse.
Stress,
and if that's what the courts wants to justify using it, then I think everyone should get with the program. A lot of people use it for sleep or whatever, right? So, I mean, it's a lot of different reasons that it's so awesome. And
it's
I think that's
why. It's great
for music, too. It's great for creative. You know, that's also like a medical thing, though. You know what I mean? You can apply it in so many different ways. It's helping you become creative. You know, that's huge. That's a right of you if it does make you that more creative. I mean, I went to Turpan China in the northwest of China, and there's a wizard Turpan mummy, they called him, and he was found with 789 grams of cannabis, and he was 2,800 years old. It's the oldest pharmaceutical use of cannabis discovered. It was in a bowl beside him. He's this great mummy with all these other artifacts around him that he was used to help speak with God, is what they said. Mm-hmm. So, and this was discovered and Oxford University, 2,700 years old. So to let you know how old that is, that's older than Christianity, Buddhism, and Hinduism. It's very old. It's when man believed in like the earth and nature and that sort of fundamentals. It was that old. So, and he was white in a predominantly Muslim area. It's about 1,000 kilometers east of Afghanistan. It's in China. It's Uyghur area is the name of the people that are around there, and they have wonderful, beautiful Turpan Mountains. It's a desert area, and he was entombed. He had actually Indian Ocean seashells on his hat from the far south. So he was along the Silk Road, so he obviously did a lot of work with a variety of different people. Mm-hmm. Oxford University and National Geographic authenticated everything. They actually got samples of the cannabis, and it was still green. It's a very dry desert climate, and there's over 10,000 tombs there. They're still excavating. They've got ancient cities there, and it's a really beautiful, awesome place to go. Not very many tourists there, and he was in a museum there. So I'm filming a documentary called Ancient Cannabis Use with Chris Bennett. He's an author. And me and him are pursuing and talking with many of the doctors at the symposium here, and also authors. And we're traveling around the world and getting all this awesome footage of people. I'm also the co-executive producer for the new Union movie called The Culture High. It's also on Netflix right now, the Union movie. So, and we're doing a follow-up to that with Adam Scorgi and his crew. And they've actually got over a $2 million budget that they fundraised, and I have a production company also investing in a distribution company, so a little bit of both. But it's a grassroots thing that we're doing, and we're in huge interviews, and really looking forward to both those projects being completed to really show people, you know, the actual benefits of cannabis, and that it's in our culture, everyone's culture, man's culture, for, you know, thousands of years. The Egyptians used to put it on a big tray of coals in tents and have big hot boxes. That's why I love to have hot boxes. You know, it's like staring into a fire, you know, you just get mesmerized. It's in your blood, it's in your roots, you know, and that's what I feel when I do a big hot box. It's almost like a sweat lodge. It's almost like an experience in itself, mm-hmm. not only just the high, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's awesome. A little bit what I'm about, and if people want to check out me myself, I own kush.ca, so we don't sell anything on the website. I simply pay to put up my HD videos. I used to have a YouTube account called The Weed Guy, and they took it down because of my content, so I like to do stuff like the riot videos, and I do big weed smoking videos, and sometimes YouTube haters don't like it, and it got taken down. So I made another YouTube account and put my videos and all the ones that were taken down on kush.ca. So you can check that out if you want to check out my videos.
Okay. So coming back to the Kush Cup, like, then you get all these judges, and then what happened? They go around smoking.
So everyone's going to purchase their tickets. They're going to go to the P&E. They're going to get their judges pass, and then there's buses going all the way around. After they experience a little bit of the expo, the buses start at 2 o'clock, and we got about 6 or 7 different venues, and they'll be picking up their judges pack. So that would entail all the different entries from all over Canada by all the different growers that are entering. So they get a sample of each one, like a 1 gram sample, and there'll be upwards of 20 samples. Last year we had 13. Jeez, I wish. And then also there's an extract competition. So that's your hash and your butter and your honey oils. So people enter that by going to each judge who are with their judges' passes throughout the 3 days will be sublimated. So sublimators are an atomization machine. It atomizes vapor. It's the newest Canadian patented, made, biggest sensation out there. Sublimator.ca if you want to check those out. They're awesome dab tool, basically. And so those will be stationed throughout all these different venues that are along this bus route. And these judges are going to want your vote. So they're going to try and dab you, dose you as much as possible. As a judge, you're an official judge. There's huge prizes. There's custom-made Roar bongs. There's over $10,000 in gear being given out. So, and all the judges also get a whole bunch of stuff, over $10,000 in packages. So there'll be custom red beard pipes. There's lots of stuff from gear and raw and gear bags. I know the backpacks will be given out with it, so lots of free stuff. Also, at one of the, I'm opening up a pot-friendly club restaurant with a mission statement of weed and food. It's on 646 Kingsway. It's called Mega Ill THC, so just Mega Ill for short. And so that'll be along one of the stops, and we have pot and candy that'll be for all the judges. If you've never experienced pot and candy, we take pot candy and we make cotton candy and we call it pot and candy, and it's just amazing. So and there's also gonna be a couple dab bars, and of course we got Pot TV that's gonna be filming live and their lounge downtown with Jody Emery and her whole crew, and Jeremiah. They'll be doing their big show there also, live from the P&E also.
Cool.
So it's hard to get it all in there, what
so
we're doing.
So how many judges are you expecting?
400 to 500 judges. So about including entrance. People enter. So and then it's going to be, last year we had over 200 people. So.
And then you vote for what you want, or you like?
Yeah, you vote. So first, second, and third. There's three categories. So there's the indica and sativa. So the entrant gets to choose which category he wants to put it in. Whether it be an indica dominant or sativa dominant. And then the judge himself will have a card that will fill out first, second, and third. So the first in each category. So the first person placed one will get 3 points, second and third will get 2 and 1 point. And then each person that enters can have a representative during the ballot countings to make sure it's super fair and very open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we award the winner. It's pretty simple. And we also have the extract category, which is for the number one extract out of all the different extracts are coming.
Cool. Okay.
Basically, it's going to be a blast. It's more than worth the $250 just on shows alone, let alone the boat cruise, the limo, the weed, the VIPs you're going to meet. We got tons of sponsors and VIPs that are in this community that are coming in. You get to rub shoulders. I know Ed Rosenthal is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Urban Grower, who's a pot icon on YouTube, who is a master grower. And lots of doctors and business owners, like the owner of Roar and KDK, the owner of Treating Yourself Right magazine, the owner of Skunk magazine. All these VIPs are coming in. So if you want to rub shoulders with them and network, and that's the key to life.
Chris Bennett is also going to be
speaking. Chris Bennett's going to be presenting. I can't even label everyone and name everyone that's going to be a part of this. I really do have an awesome show lined up for the whole weekend. To check it out, you go on VancouverHealthExpo.com and you can actually check out the presenters themselves. And we're going to be a blast. This is what we're doing here is trendsetting, because we're allowed to use marijuana imaging in a public site that's family orientated. This is huge for the P&A to be supporting us, and also UBC. I mean, their human resources department contacted us and said, hey, we got one of our own presenting at this show. We think it's awesome. We want to offer a 50% discount. So to have all these entities that are actually going to be there at the show, mm-hmm. there's also the Liberals are going to be there. They got their own. The Young Liberals will be there with their booth, and other Sensible BC and other stuff like that. So what we're trying to do is normalize it, not just for the pot user, but also for your average day person that doesn't really understand the medical benefits, and that there is no cancer-causing agents in it. It's been proven. It doesn't harm your lungs. It actually improves it. It's a recent study that just came out. So, I mean, I think it's important that people get educated. We're not going to do it if we have a big pot leaf shoved in their face. We're going to get them to come down for a health expo, and they're going to be exposed to this awesome, awesome event with marijuana content. And that's the idea, and the P&E got it. And hopefully we can do it professionally enough that it's really going to let people know that marijuana is a viable, not only medical product, but also a food source and also an energy source.
Cool. Okay, well, listen to a song, no?
And then, awesome. I got to fly, though, so I got to go head out to Maple Ridge. I'm filming my new show called Gondrepreneur. Hopefully, I'm trying to get it out there. So we're doing a sizzler with the director of Vancouver Housewives, Tara Short. So I'm going to be heading out there. I'm sorry I can't stay longer.
Okay, no problem.
But I'm going to leave you some tickets you guys can give away if you want.
Yeah,
so you
for sure.
People email or whatever you want for either of the Be Real Cypress Hill performance with Rascals or the Charlie Murphy show.
Okay.
Kick ass.
Awesome. Yeah, so yeah, people can call here 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. So let's listen to one of my favorite bands. This is a band from Spain, Escape. Let's listen to a song called Cannabis, actually, no?
Sweet.
Yeah. And somebody's calling there. They want tickets.
Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya ese chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón.
¡No, China!
Saca un papelillo, me preparo un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís.
¡Hachís!
Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya ese chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. Me preparo un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís. Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya esa chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón. Saca un papelillo, me preparo un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís. Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya esa chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. Legalización de calidad y barato. Legalización, basta de prohibición. Legalización de calidad y barato. Legalización, basta de prohibición. ¡Arriba! Ni en Tiso de Molina, ni en Vallecas, ni siquiera en Chamberí. Y yo quiero una chinatrón, dame ya esa chinatrón, saca ya la chinatrón.
¡No hay chinas!
Sin cortarme un pelo, yo quiero mi caramelo, voy corriendo buscando a mi amigo Ali. Pásame una chinatrón, yo quiero una chinatrón, una posturita tron.
No chinas, no chinas hoy. No chinas, no chinas hoy.
Legalización,
cannabis
de calidad y barato. Legalización,
cannabis,
basta de prohibición. Legalización,
cannabis
de calidad y barato. Legalización,
cannabis,
basta de prohibición.
Sometimes I dream about reality. en 98.6 Atlanta francés.
So we're back here. That's David Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven. They're coming to Vancouver on July 11th at Fan Club. And it's part of the Victoria Ska Fest, actually. The Ska Fest is happening from July 8th till the 13th, I believe, in Victoria. But if you're here in Vancouver, check them out. July 11th at the Fan Club. It's an amazing, amazing band. David Hilliard, he's the sax player of the Slackers. And he played also with the Heptones, with Chris Mora, and with all the rocksteady reggae ska guys there. So amazing, amazing music. And okay, so let's recap some of the concerts that are happening today at Displaced Hatchery. Actually, we're gonna have a really cool concert tonight at Displaced Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. Les Pantalons Rouges are playing tonight with Moon and AJ Ottaway. So it's gonna be a really cool show tonight there at Displaced Hatchery. Well, like I said, Dave Hilliard's coming to town with the Rex Rocksteady 7 on Thursday, July 11 at the Fan Club. And also this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association MG Graveyard with the Satellite Surfers and the Banging Lucy Band are going to be performing. And also you have a show on Thursday, no?
Thursday at the Media Club, the Good Media Grief Club, with the Lunar Riot and Wild Kind. It's our CD release for their Bleary EP. It should be really fun.
Cool. And then David Morin also has a couple of shows coming up soon.
Yeah, I do. I got a show coming up this Friday, and that's a fundraiser. It's called Midsummer's Night's Dream, and that's going to be at an undisclosed location. There's going to be a fashion show, live art installation, and a couple of other artists performing, including myself. And then we have Cosmic Zoo on Saturday. And that's tickets at the door. It's going to be an awesome show. We got my friend Valentina Javiera playing, and my friend Chaplin as well. And she's got she's crazy. You guys are going to really regret missing that out. And got another show, and that's on the 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday. It's called Epic Festival. It's a health and wellness party. So you can look that up at epicfestival.ca. And yeah, those are the shows that I got coming up. And I got some music that I sent you too, so if you want to pop that on after, that'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that. And we can also play some of your other band, no? The Rampant Lion.
Yeah, so I play bass in a band called The Rampant Lion, and we're kind of a rock and roll band, I guess I would say. We're doing a tour of Vancouver Island coming up July 25th, 26th, and 27th. We're going to be playing Logan's in Victoria on the 25th, and then in Nanaimo, I believe we're playing the Cambie, and then on Saturday we're going to be playing the Duncan Garage All Ages in Duncan.
Okay.
So it should be a good time. We're going with our friends in the Lunar Riot, and the Lunar Riot's playing with my band Good Grief this Thursday. So we're all pals. It's all a tight little crew of musicians, and then I'm sure we'll get up to some random hilarity while we're on the tour, that's for sure.
Cool. Okay, well, listen to the new Rampant Lion song. Is this the How Are You?
You got it. How are you guys?
Cool. And we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Sleep on a Monday morn, waiting for
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. Yeah, we're here with David Morin and Connor Brandt. And,
what's up?
Yeah, hello!
We had a cool chat there with Mark, eh?
He's pretty... He's jacked up about his
gung
event.
Ho.
Yeah, gung ho.
No, it's really nice to see people when they like find their passion. You
exactly.
Know? They're just so excited about it, and they get so much done because of it. Like it's not even work, you know.
I don't know if that guy sleeps.
Yeah.
No, it was really cool.
No, it's awesome.
Seems like
it's gonna be a cool event there. Okay, we're gonna put another song from David. We're just looking for it.
Yeah, here. I'm gonna send you a link here. Let's see if this works. This is, I do a lot of loop pedaling stuff, you know, like, I just kind of fell in love with that instrument. I call it an instrument because it really is its own instrument, and it's, if you're not really trained in music, it's a really good way to discover your musicality and just kind of explore music, and that's kind of what I've done, and this is one of my passions, and so I spent quite a bit of time.
How long you been playing?
Man. Yeah, just you click that top one, man. I think that's the one I was trying to send you, actually. I've been playing for about 5 or 6 years, seriously, and I'm just working on my album right now. It should be done in about a month or so, and we'll probably release it for like September.
Oh. Where are you tracking it?
Well, I did a lot of the pre-production, kind of like a shared like studio with a bunch of older guys that collect vintage gear and just have had access to some really cool tools. So thankful for that. But I've been taking all the rest of it to a guy named Joby Baker, who's so awesome, man. He lives in Saanich. If you want to get your record done, take it to him, man. He's just like an incredible human. He's like a multi-instrumentalist. Like he was nominated for a Juno Producer of the Year. Didn't get it, but he's still totally awesome, man. He's just like got incredible taste in music.
Saanich in the island, no?
Yeah. He's got this wicked little spot. And you just go live with him and his family, and they're just the sweetest people. You know, to take you in and like you live the experience with them. It's really cool.
That's the way to do it, really, though, to be like locked down somewhere and just immersed in it to get it done. And
Ideally, I'd like to have just spent a huge amount of time there, but you know, like I got other things, so I was just going like in like week intervals to like, finish songs. But ideally, that's something I want to do for like my next record. Is just like go there, however long it takes, just like get it all done.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, I guess this this video clip that you can find on YouTube under David Morin Music, if you guys want to go online and check it out, you can do that. Or even just send me an email to davidmorinmusic@gmail.com and I'll even send you some tracks that I'm working on. But yeah, this next song is called Fair to Breathe, and it's a video I did with Hip Hop Vancouver.
Fair to
Breathe.
They were
gracious enough to just give me some content, and it's really been helpful, and I think it's a great video, so.
It's a long video, so
yeah, you don't have to play the whole thing, man. So like, if you just want to fade it out at some point, it's all good. And it's
before we say goodbye, I guess. So Good Grief, is that from like Peanuts, like Charlie Brown?
Everybody asked me that. everybody thinks that. And though I love Peanuts, it's actually when I first started writing songs when I was a kid, I was a big Foo Fighters fan. And on their debut record, there's an album. Because I heard, you know, when you're trying to find a band name, one of the good things to do is a band you like, just look at their song titles and pick them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, sure enough, Good Grief was the fifth song on the album, and I like the number 5. And I was like, hey, that's kind of a fun name, and stuck with it.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to David Morin here, Fair to Breathe. We'll be right back. Thank you.
come on. A beautiful song, and you are the melody, and it seems I know you so long. But in another century, and I don't mean to come off strong, but you got the best of me, and if I didn't tell you how you affected me, I don't think it would be fair for me. Don't think it'd be fair to breathe the air you breathe without giving you a part of me. I'm not letting you see, I need you, baby. Can't let this love pass me by, 'cause inside your eyes is making me cry inside. Can we get this love to try, baby? Oh, 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 don't die. It would be fair for me, come on. You, darling, feels like poetry, yeah. A million emotions lay there, raining down on me, yeah. You wanna sing pains as me, lyrically, melodically. I wanna be your harmony, yeah. But I don't think it would be fair for me. Don't think it'd be fair to breathe the air you breathe without giving you a part of me. Yeah, I'm not letting you see, I need you, baby. Can't let this love pass me by, 'cause inside your eyes, well, it's making me, yeah, cry inside. Can we get this love a try, baby? Without giving you a part of me, yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah, darling, I was thinking maybe we could get together then and give you what you need. I just kinda wanna set you so free, kinda let the rhythm where you're moving your body. Come do it next to me. The way you're moving makes it hard to breathe. Darling, you're my cup of tea. Sweet when you speak like a melody. Come on, without giving you a part of me, yeah. Oh, not letting you see, I need you, baby. Can't let this love pass me by, 'cause inside your eyes, well, it's making me, yeah, cry inside. Can we get this love a try?
Listening to 101.9 FM, David Morin with Fair to Breathe. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Yeah, thanks again for having us.
Awesome, appreciate it.
Yeah, now we're gonna indulge in the present that Mark gave us here. Thanks.
I don't know what
yeah.
you're talking about.
Well, thanks to Mark also for coming. Maybe he's still listening there. And next we have Sophie. Yeah, she's an intern here, and she's going to play some cool music for all of you. And this was The Morning After Show. My name's still Osvaldo Perez, and I'll see you next week.
Pass me by, 'cause inside your eyes, well, it's making me, yeah, cry inside. Can we give this love a try? It's
need the music industry, and I don't need society telling me what I gotta do or where I gotta be. Don't need the ministry fighting overseas in the name of being free. Damn, I got my own plans, cause when shit hits the fan, I got control of my own ideologies. We think of bold like the questions are known. Philosophy's always gonna grow, all you need's a little soul. And when you realize the beauty that you hold, you be the alchemist dream of turning everything into gold. But this ain't no David Blaine shit, you could feel the plane hit. Never mind, build a seven, yeah, they want that mind control. But I ain't having that, so I'll be off the map in the glow. I got what they can never hope. I rest my head at night knowing that I got a little soul. So come on. Vancouver, what's up? I'm David Moore, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out, and the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sophie Yamauchi, and I am manning the board today as a high school intern from Windermere Secondary in East Van. Today, I thought it could be fun to travel Canada through song, listening to some of my favorites from each province and territory. First up, we have banjo playing Doug McKerney from Prince Edward Island with Meet Me in Quebec.
And you sing those traveling songs. Well, it struck me in the spring. I get as stricken me before. Oh, her eyes were like the ocean, and her hair was long and blonde. She said, meet me in Quebec, we can swim all summer long. I said, you know how I miss the ocean. She said, you already sang that song. She said, meet me in Quebec. I said, I'll see what I can do. As those words came out my throat, my restless feet